Okay, live from Crane Christian Church. We're studying Acts and the Acts of the Apostles, and I hope the Acts of the New Testament church that resides in Crane. But since we're studying Acts, we're going directly to Joel. Okay, Joel 2 and 28. Let's turn the light on. So, this is Joel as a prophecy, and it was used again in Acts 2 and 4 with the coming of the birth of the New Testament church. But I wanted to read it, what Joel prophesied. And afterward, I will pour out my spirit on who? Now, let me think about that. This would have been a great time to fix this thing. God's going to pour out his spirit on good people. God's going to put the people that think like I think, the people that look like I think, look, the people that fall into the whatever tribe that I think that I need to be in. You see what I'm saying? This has been a great time to fix this. Just clear up all that. But that's not what he said. Read it for what the prophecy says. And afterward, I will pour my spirit, that is the capital S, that is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit, again, capital S, in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire, billows of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness, and the moon will turn to blood before the coming and the grateful, or the dreadful, the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Verse 32. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, if just the good people, if just the Crane Christian Church people, if just the people that think like I think, or just, no, does it say, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved? For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be deliverance, and the Lord has said among the survivors in whom the Lord calls. Now listen, guys, you are called, selected, chosen, preordained from the foundation of the earth to be the man or woman God has called you to be, and I want you to do that. And the only way we can do that completely is to lay down our preconceived ideas of what this is all about. When I was a little boy, I watched cartoons. Shop. Okay. In fact, I was acting so crazy at one point. My mom, I was at the doctor for my annual, and she said, he goes around going, whoop, 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 whoop. And she said, the doctor says, what does he watch? She said, well, he really likes Three Stooges. He really likes this. He says, don't let him watch it. Okay? Because I was just acting out what I've said. And many of us, okay, think about the cartoon. That wasn't a cartoon. Little Rascals, they got into a lot of, they wasn't cartoon. But the point being is this, imagine this. Think about the deal where there's a guy standing there on this side. There's an angel telling them a good thing to do, and a devil on this side saying a bad thing to do. And they, you know what I mean? So that was our perception of the middle class person that was raised during our time. And lay that aside for a minute and look at what the Word of God says. The Bible says, those who believe and are baptized, what will happen? Does it mean they'll have everything will just be perfect for them? I wish it did. I wish my idea in coming into ministry was I was just going to have everybody line up, pray for them. God was going to zap them, knock them down. Everything will be okay. And then we could go to the next group. And guess what? He has not at all allowed me to do that. It's more like sanding upon me to make me be the man he's called me to be. So don't you just love that word or that noise? Okay, so I'm not going to review. We spent 45 minutes last week on review. So go back and watch that if you didn't see last week. But guys, because it's a very good overall view of what's going on. But I wanted you to see that this, what God is doing, and you say, well, Bruce, you know, there's not smoke in the heavens. There's not all that. I want to tell you something. There's the prophetic side and the practical side, okay? And I want to tell you, there's a battle in the heavens going on. If you don't think there is, okay, there is, I promise you. But watch this. We think, because we have Americanized Christianity to the point that it's become, you know, we're in the Bible Belt, which I love belts and Bibles, but the point being is we have become what we've become, okay? But what has been implanted in me, what has been shoved, it's something, it's a fire. Is these words, Acts 4 and 13. Acts 4 and 13. Now when they, these are the guys who had already been arrested, already been delivered out of jail, already been put back into jail, already been beaten. Now this whole group, I'm not saying every person. These are people that have, there's conflict after conflict after conflict, okay? And when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and they perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men. These were just guys. These were just people. You think the woman in the well, between the time that Jesus came and shared with her and told her who he was, and the time she went back to the village and told everybody that she knew, and they ended up starting to have people was coming from everywhere. Do you think between there she picked up a theological degree? That didn't happen. I just want you to understand that. These are vessels that God has chosen to say, you know what, I'm going to put this message in them, and as they share it, I'm going to bless the truth, because I want you to hear what this says. They saw the boldness, they were uneducated and untrained, they marveled, and they realized that they had been with Jesus, okay? And then go down to 18. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all or teach. Now they can speak and preach and teach all they want, but they can't do it in the name of Jesus. Can you see what they're saying? These guys that are saying this are preachers and teachers. They're instructors of the law. They're doing, but what is the spark? What makes the difference? What it is the person, not the fable, okay? It is the reality of the person of Jesus Christ and his salvation. And when you get that a hold of people, when people get a hold of that, when it happens to them, guess what happens? We talked about persecution last week. Matthew, he's martyred in Ethiopia. Mark died in Egypt being dragged by horses. Luke was hanged in Greece as a result of a tremendous preaching. John faced martyrdom. He was boiled in the basin of oil, and then he lived. But Peter was crucified upside down. James was the leader of the church and thrown 100 foot off a cliff. James, the son of Zebedee, he a strong leader in the church, and literally they took him up to be beheaded, and he preached to them, and it was so powerful as he's preaching on the way up there. The guard that took him put down and it was beheaded after him for Jesus. Because it was such a powerful message, but it wasn't the message of you being better. Be better, it's cheaper, okay? But I'm just telling you, it's the message of Christ. And we've pushed the message of Christ to the back and brought all of our stuff, all of our thing, all of our theology, all of this. This is what's important. This is what, and we've got this religious culture. And I want to tell you, we've got to go back to the person of Jesus Christ. And as we do that, you say, Bruce, you're stirred up. Well, I can't have it. See what's happened. When you've tried everything else and nothing else works, it's time to get to Jesus. Okay, and I think this country's there. I think I'm there. I think we got a lot of religion. We got a lot of religion. Bartholomew was flayed to death by a whip. Andrew was tied to a cross and left there until he died. He preached for 2 days and he continued to preach and people kept getting saved while he was tied to this cross. Thomas was stabbed with a spear in India and died. Jude was killed with arrows. Matthias, who was chosen to replace Judas, was stoned and then they cut his head off. Paul was tortured and, you know, and while he was going through all that, while he was in jail, while he was, all this was going on, literally, guys, he wrote a third, probably, of the New Testament, okay, for us to have some guidelines, some reflection, some direction. So when they had, this is what they said, Peter and John answered and said, whether it's right in the sight of God to listen to you more than God, you judge. Verse 20. This is where I'm praying that I become, then the people under the sound of my voice becomes, and then it spreads to everyone, okay? For we cannot but speak of the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had gone further, threatened them to let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since they glorified God for what had been done, and there had been people healed, and there was things were going on. And here's, I just love the play. I just love the bottom line, guys. And then they began to pray for boldness. Okay, and they being let go went to their own companions. Does you see this word right here? This is the second time today I've talked about this. You need companions. You need a tribe. You need a posse. And reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. So when they heard this, they raised their voice to the Lord with one accord. That means one purpose. Okay? They didn't agree on everything. I can tell you they didn't. Okay? It's brought out later. But what they did agree on was this. You, Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and all that is in him. By the mouth of your servant David have said, why did the nations rage and the people plot vain things and the king of the earth took their stand and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. I love that. That's something David wrote, I believe. For truly, it's out of Psalms chapter 2. For truly against your holy servant Jesus, who you anointed, both Herod and Pilate, with the Gentiles, the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatever your hand, your purpose determined beforehand had to be done. And guys, just read this, listen to these words. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness, that they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. Now, this is what my prayer is for this today. And you go, Bruce, why? Because this is all that works. Okay, verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. I want to tell you guys, we have a cultural idea of what that looks like. Okay? Some of y'all are not going to like this. It's okay. They're about to create a temple God had never had a temple. He dwelt in tents with his Holy of Holies. We'll go back to Old Covenant. Okay. They're about to build the temple. Bunch of people that were silversmiths, goldsmiths, carpenters, artisans of all kinds. I will never forget studying this. And as it's time for them to do what they're supposed to do to create this place for him to worship, excuse me, for him to dwell and for people to come and worship, the Holy Spirit came upon them for that purpose to be able, he empowered them to be able to do what he had called them to do, to create that temple. And I want to tell you something. You're going to look around and you're going to say, God's doing what with who? What? 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 They don't do it the way we do it. It can't be right. Remember what the disciples said? They said, Jesus, we told them to stop because they're not doing it like we do it. And he said, leave them alone. If they're not against you, they are for you. Is that what it said? And I want to tell you, there's going to be some people that's going to say, what? What? And I want to tell you, God is raising up men and women now to proclaim the reality of Christ to this world so that when he comes back, he's got somebody to go with him. Are you listening? He's raising up men and women to be able to, the artisans, to build this temple that he is. And I'm not talking about a physical temple, okay? We can do it in a cow field or we can do it in a hotel. It don't matter, okay? But what we can do is be obedient to him and what he's calling us to be. And you say, well, Bruce, I don't understand. Well, good. No, I mean that. If you got it all figured out, it ain't God. Guess what? God's bigger than you. Surprise, surprise, surprise. And Lord, I pray today, Lord, that as we hear this, that you will shake us. This place that we are, this place that I am, Lord, that you will shake me. And here's the deal. This, we've already talked about how much this costs. And I'm not talking about money. I've read that to you. That's just a small group. That's just the ones that we recognize, guys. And it's still going on now. And what happened next was the practical side. And the practical side was this. They no longer looked at what they had as being theirs. And God's been working on me here, right here, for a long time. Because, you know, psychologically, if you're an only child for over 6 years, you're always an only child. So my brother's 8.5 years old, older, younger than me. So I'm an only child in my gourd, okay? And but the point being is this: what had to happen next was the practical side of this. And I've been in meetings before, many years ago. I've been here 20, so that would have been 25 or 30 years ago, where a man, it was a small meeting of leadership, and he said, I need to say something. And everybody said, yeah, sure, you know, it's your turn. And he said, God's called me to do this, and I don't want to do it. He said, but I need to tell you that he's told me to do this so that you can hold me accountable. Because I'm already arguing myself as I'm talking to you. You follow me? Okay. Because God was preparing him to do something. And right here, it says in verse 32, now the multitude of those believed of one heart and one soul, neither did any say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they all had things in common. I want to be very clear. Please listen carefully for this part if you're sleeping. Wake up. This is not about your stuff. This is about your heart. And I want to tell you, God has told me, he said, Bruce, you don't have the ability to do anything that I don't give you the ability to do. So, and what I'm saying is give what you have to him, whatever it is, your relationships, your passions, your whatever it is, hand it to him, because everything we hold back is going to die and stink. Does that make sense? Anything that isn't tied to the vine will die. And things that die, do they stink? Okay. And there's a lot of funny smells around. So here's the deal. And I love this guy named Gamil. And this is all going on at the same time. They're doing the financial, the physical part of it. They're dealing with this, and some people have lied about it, and it ended up costing their life. And they weren't telling people, you need to give all your stuff. That's not what they were saying. These people just lied about it, wanting the glory, right? And God doesn't do well with stealing his glory. Do you know that? Do you know that? Pictures of that all in the Old Testament. So we'll just keep moving, and we'll never get done. So here's the deal. Two things would happen. You know, this over and over, this persecution, this power persecution, this keeps going, this cycle. And we're now in 5:17, and the high priest rose up, and all those who were with him in the sect of the Pharisees, they were filled with indignation. Why were they filled with indignation? Because something other than the law was saving these people. Why were they filled with indignation? Because God was prospering the people that were trying to get his message out. Why? Because they couldn't control it, could they? How many of you know we like to control stuff? Okay, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison, in prison. But at night, the angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out. Said, go stand in the temple and speak to the people the words of life. And I want to tell you guys, the people, the guards out front never even knew it. They just walked out, and then the high priest showed up for court the next day and they're not there. Okay, did you know that God's going to do supernatural things in your life when you put him first? I've got people in here shaking their heads yes, because they've already experienced it. And I want to tell you something. I want my life to represent how God took nothing and made something, took nothing and did something with nothing. Does that make sense? Because he don't have a lot to work with. I was actually praying, was that this morning or last night, once again. And he said, would you please quit saying that, because we both know that. Okay. So, and they had strict commands not to preach. They went right back and was preaching Jesus. And Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. We had strict commands not to. So which one are you going to obey? You going to follow God? Are you going to follow religion? Are you going to follow comfort? Okay, that sounds like too many choices. Well, there's only one answer either way. Okay, so, and then I love this guy, Gamil. We're skipping to 33. So, and when they had heard this, they were furious and took counsel to kill them. And one of the council stood up, a Pharisee named Gamil, a teacher of the law, held in respect by all the people, and commanded them to put the apostles outside for a little while, because he didn't want them to hear this. Okay? And he said to them, men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what you intend to do regarding these men. For some time ago, Thaddeus rose up claiming to be somebody. A number of men, about 400, joined him. He was slain, and all who obeyed him scattered and came to nothing. And after this, Judas of Galilee rose up in the days of the census and drew away many people after him. He also perished, and all who obeyed him were dispersed. Now I say to you, keep away from these men and leave them alone, for if this plan of this work is of men. How many things have we gone down the path of men over and over and over? If it's the work of men, it will come to what? Nothing. We're in 5 and 39 if you've lost your place. That's 38. If it's the work of men, it will come to nothing. But if it is of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest you even be found to fight against God. Now just hold that for a minute and let me tell you something. The most published, the most read book in the world is the Bible. I want to tell you that Jesus never has failed. The preaching of the gospel of it will continue. It don't matter how many people they put in prison. It don't matter how many people they feed to lions. It doesn't matter how many people makes it unpopular. It doesn't matter how many people unlike you on Facebook. It don't matter. Listen, what will happen is the preaching of Jesus Christ will continue until he returns. It will. And we know colleges that have shut down because of the leaders of failure. We know this. We know ministries have folded. But guess what? The preaching of Jesus, none of that is okay. And they agreed with him when they called for the apostles, and they beat them for good measure. Okay, that's my words. They beat them and commanded them they should not speak in the name of Jesus, so let them go. Verse 41. This is not my favorite verse in the Bible, these two. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. I want you to think about that. Two of my appliances went out at the same time, and I knew it was an attack of the devil. It made me so mad. It irritates me because, you know, he just, God, why would this happen to me? Why? I get, about 3 weeks ago, something was going around at work, and I caught it, and I was sick for 2 or 3 days and had to stay home. God, where's your healing power? What? I don't understand. And these people are going through hell on a biscuit. And they're being beaten and imprisoned. And they said, praise God that we are worthy to suffer for your name. Is there a little problem with my attitude? I think so. So, I got one more point and we'll be done. We're in chapter 6 now, and I realize, read it all, okay? And by the way, before I hit my last point, I want to ask you a question. I hope some of you on my encouragement last week was to start in a gospel and read everything that Jesus said. Because Jesus literally says before he goes back, he says, hey, and teach them the things that I taught you. Does it say that? Yes. And as I said that last week, I said, and about Tuesday of this week, I thought, I need to do that too. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. And I was like, wow. And I was reading, and of course, we've been through the Gospels several times. But as it was new, you know what I mean? It was fresh. It had a freshness to it. So do that, guys. And again, there's power in the words of Jesus, aren't there? There's power in the word, but there's power in the name of Jesus and in the words of him. So this guy named Stephen, and we're not going to go through the whole story. We're going to pick up Stephen next week. But guys, this one paragraph. Guys, my heart is desperately wicked. My heart is so selfish. When I read this, it's so convicting. And he is preaching as they're getting ready to kill him. And ain't gonna quit. They're getting ready to kill him. I'd be trying to figure out, is there some middle ground here? Is there some way we could, I'll only preach on Tuesdays if you'll, there's not many, whatever. And Stephen, full of faith and power. That word faith comes from the word grace. It comes from the word grace. So you can read that. Full of grace and power. Now think about this. He is teaching and believing and talking about the grace of the person of Jesus Christ. And he is going to tell his whole story in a minute, and that'll be next week. And the power did great wonders and signs among the people, and there arose some called the synagogue, the freedmen, which was the Cyrenians, the Alexandrians, and those of Cilicia or Cilicia and Asia, disputing with Stephen. So it was a religious conversation. Okay, now this is what my prayer for you, this is the last point. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. They were unable to resist it. Every once in a while in Barrow, there's a chicken plant there. And all of a sudden it'll be time to fry chicken, and they fry, the whole town smells like fried chicken. And it is everything that I can do to keep from going to the closest anything, grocery store or whatever, just go in and say, just hit me. I need a fritter or something, just anything. Anything that's got chicken in it. Because it's almost irrepressible. It's just over, every time you get out of your car, you smell it, every time. And I want to tell you that you said, you are such a red. Yes, I am, okay, that's true. But watch this. They were not able to resist the wisdom, and I want you to take that word wisdom and think about this. The truth and the spirit, capital S, Holy Spirit, by which he spoke. And I want to tell you, there's a lot of people running their mouths today, and they're real easy to resist. Blah, 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 blah. Four-hour, because, you know, yes, and this, and this. And I want to tell you guys, the Holy Spirit today is to reveal the truth of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when you get that, you've got everything. And from that cornerstone, the rest of it's built. Does that make sense? Our health is built. Our mental health is built. Our finances are built. All that is, it's just the truth, guys. Because if you don't have the foundation, you're building something, and before long, the wind comes, the rain comes, the storm comes, and guess what? And you're starting over. And about the third or fourth time you do that, probably, is a clue, if you're a detective, that you maybe need to work on that foundation. And the foundation is the person of Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you so much that these guys were faithful. And Lord, they were just men. They were just women like you, like we are, God. They're just people. And Lord, they were faithful in what you gave them. He who began a good work in these people that are watching today, that are here with me, he who began this work is faithful to finish the work, God. So finish the work in us, oh God. Let us be the men and women you've called us to be. And if you've not received Christ, call on the name of the Lord. If he's drawing you near, call on the name of the Lord. Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. He wants to come in and fellowship with you. So, Father, thank you for these people, both here and online. Watch over and keep them, Lord, and let their purpose finalize, Lord, and congeal and come together to be a reflection, an ambassador of you. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Lord bless you, keep you, let his light shine on you, and give you peace. We have